I try to take what people think they know about so-called gypsies and replace it with something that's much more based in reality.
Born in Czechoslovakia, Petra Gelbart is a granddaughter of Romani Holocaust survivors. An ethnomusicologist, musician, and singer, Gelbart uses both her research and her voice to educate and advocate for Holocaust remembrance of Romani victims. Welcome to Voices on Antisemitism, a podcast series from the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, made possible by generous support from the Elizabeth and Oliver Stanton Foundation. I'm Elisa Fishman. Every month, we invite a guest to reflect about the many ways that antisemitism and hatred influence our world today. From her home in New York City, here's Petra Gelbart.
What defines a person as Romani, it's very simple. The person has ancestors who came from India roughly 1,000 years ago. And there are many different subgroups of Roma and Sinti. They are as diverse as the subgroups of Jews, but they either speak Romani, so I speak Romani, or they had ancestors who spoke Romani. So the main stereotypes about Roma and Sinti, or you know what most people say, gypsies, are that we are nomadic, even though for the most of history, for the most of the past several hundred years, the majority of Roma has been settled. So actually, my mother spent the first 3 years of her life living in a wagon, but that was very unusual at that point. It was very rare. So that's the biggest stereotype. And then obviously there are stereotypes about us not wanting to work and being criminals. When you have a group, the majority of which lives in poverty, you're going to have issues with unemployment, low education, and you're going to have issues with petty crime. But in Europe, it's very, very hard for them to get a regular job because the employment discrimination is just massive. So, you know, the thing that people should really be worried about is not, you know, are we a criminal or work-shy people, but rather what is the access to jobs that we have or don't have. In terms of, you know, being wild and passionate and all those ridiculous things, that comes from popular culture. It comes from books and movies, and nobody wants to read about the normal Romani people, you know, the ones who were boring and like everybody else. And I actually think we need a lot more of that in the popular media and in the scholarly books to say a lot of what you've assumed about the Romani people does not reflect a lot of the reality that's there. So what I try to do in my work as both an academic and a musician is to debunk the stereotypes. And there is a song about brotherhood, and I like it because instead of talking about, you know, individual groups of Roma, it talks about all these different disparate groups of Roma just, you know, respecting each other. So, and it goes like this.
Dobrý deň, Romale, z pazaranku. Izvinite, man, pal, sobaga. Nepadumajte, sopal, tu mende. Pasare romende rakira. Tu sal za Bajkalsko, Rom Sibirsko, Hal Rosisko, Romano, Čavo. Liker bez pri obšestvje da stojno, namanga me bolše ničevo.
My mother's family was living in what is now the Czech Republic. And in that was one of the countries, and there were several countries in which a good 90% of the Romani population was exterminated. And so my mom was born a few years after the war into a completely decimated family. Basically, a similar proportion of Romani people in Europe were exterminated in relation to the proportion of Jews. Which is something that most people don't realize. You know, the absolute numbers were lower because there were a lot fewer Romani people to begin with in Europe than there were Jews. But when you look at the countries where you had about 10% of the Romani population left after the war because the rest were exterminated, you know, that's basically a complete genocide. There is a song about the Holocaust composed by an unknown Romani person in Auschwitz. In my family, it was brought back, as far as I know, by my mother's great aunt, and it's called Auschwitzate.
Auschwitzate hiker baro Edeodoi beshel meropirano Ede beshel beshel gondoline Tepremande Pobiste ere Kataruska balval purde Edemero pirano ushman mukel Edemukel mukel Paripna Ani penjas Achdevle
Under communism, it wasn't acknowledged that there was such a thing as an ethnic group called Roma. You know, and as many people know, they built a pig farm on top of one of the concentration camps that held Roma in the Czech Republic. You know, so instead of building a memorial, they built a pig farm, which is still there. So, you know, these songs for most of the decades following the war were transmitted privately. You weren't allowed to have a public commemoration because we weren't really allowed to exist. You know, to me, it was just part of when I got to a certain age and I was deemed old enough to be told, because I didn't know growing up, I didn't know any of this. The older people decided it was time to tell me, then they also shared these songs. But things are changing. People do have public commemorations. And they do bring in, you know, people who can sing these songs. The private kinds of commemoration are turning more public. But if we can be included in Holocaust education, which of course we rightfully should be included, then we have a very good chance of reaching all those people to learn about Roma. And I think that really is an idea that has to get through.
Voices on Antisemitism is a podcast series of the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. Join us every month to hear a new perspective on the continuing threat of antisemitism in our world today. We would appreciate your feedback on this series. Please visit our website, www.ushmm.org.